The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
What do you say to the folks in India?
I'm sorry, I'm going to, just the last question I'll take, and I'm really going to be in trouble.
That's the last question I'm going to take, because otherwise I'm going to be in big trouble. Oh, we agree, Joe Biden. Everybody knows when you're taking questions, you're going to get in trouble. Why? Because you're not fit for purpose. You're not fit for the highest position in the land, commander-in-chief, a senile old man. Yeah, who got more votes than the first black president? Sure. Whatever you say, sleepy creepy. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Exceptionally coming to you from California, from the studios of 860 AM, The Answer in Fremont. Thank you, guys. Thanks, everybody here who's making our show possible while I'm on the road. Well, America, most of America, must be bigots, must be racists, according to a poll that says 82% think America is divided, despite Joe Biden's promise to being a more unifying president. This is NBC News poll, which is shocking, despite being the man who promised to unify the country in his inaugural address just a few months ago. How crazy, just a few months ago, with the famous phrase, to overcome these challenges, to restore the soul and to secure the future of America requires more than words. It requires the most elusive thing in democracy, unity. How is that unity going? So well that in the dreaded COVID response, the man who is the president, the woman who is the vice president, can't be bothered to actually be on the Zoom calls with America's governors fighting COVID. This is from Joel Pollack, our buddy at Breitbart.com. Real Clear Politics reported Monday that Biden and Vice President cackling Kamala Harris have both opted not to join the weekly conference calls with America's governors, unlike former President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. Guess who's leading the calls? I'll give you one wild guess. Who is leading the COVID response governor's weekly conference call instead of President Biden? Randy Andy. Yes, Governor Cuomo is leading the calls, despite the fact that the allegations against him of sexual impropriety are stacking up more than ever. And he didn't take it too well recently when somebody asked him about why would anyone make accusations against him. Let's listen to Randy Andy's response to why now more than 8 women have accused him of being sexually inappropriate. Cut 5, play cut.
They printed slurs and slander, and you'd have to ask them why they did that.
That you had said them.
People say a lot of things in politics. That's why do people say things? Who knows? People are venial. People want attention. People are angry. People are jealous. Who knows why people spread rumors?
People are angry. People are jealous. People want attention. Is he looking in the mirror? That is Governor Cuomo, the man who is leading the calls with America's governors. But we have a little bit of good news, a little bit of respite. CDC has said, if you're vaccinated, you don't need a mask anymore to go outside. Good news for me. I haven't worn a mask outside since the beginning because it's crazy. It's insanity. Have you seen the latest news out of Oregon? The high school track coach who said the mask lunatics have to stop after one of his runners collapsed after an 8,800-meter race because he was wearing a mask and collapsed at the end of it because of complete, quote, this is from Outkick.com, Joe Kinsey, complete oxygen deficit. That should be deemed child abuse. You're making high schoolers wear masks at sporting events, which leads to them collapsing on the track after they finish the race. It's time to get America back to normalcy. But it's hard to do so when you have people in the cabinet, people who are members of the National Security Council, who are helping our enemies. Okay, biggest story of the day. This is from Evie Fordham, Fox News. The Iranian foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, has just claimed in leaked audio that John Kerry, who is now the climate czar for the Biden administration, jetting around the world, lecturing people like an old scold as he flies on his private jets, that when he was serving as Secretary of State during the Obama administration, Kerry informed Zarif of more than 200 Israeli operations against Iranian assets in Syria. Kerry has previously been accused of colluding with the Iranian leaders to undermine the Trump administration. Kerry is now part of the Biden administration and has a seat on America's National Security Council as special presidential envoy for the climate. I used to work with a man called Mike Flynn. General Flynn had 30 years plus in uniform serving this nation, ending up as director of the Defense Intelligence Agency before being fired from that position by the Biden administration. And here's where the links start to get really ominous. Why was he fired? Because he was telling the truth about our enemies, whether it was the rise of ISIS and global jihadism, or whether it was Iran. And that's why he had to be removed from office. After that, instead of quietly retiring, writing a memoir, getting a nice book deal, or just living his twilight years in peace as a private citizen, he decided instead to represent America once more. And to do so as eventually the National Security Advisor to President Trump. Just days into that position, he was interviewed by Jim Comey's FBI agents. He was accused of committing a crime of which he was utterly innocent. And the man who is now the president had been part of that setup when he was the vice president. We have the declassified meeting notes from the Department of Justice in the Oval Office when Vice President Joe Biden said use the Logan Act against Mike Flynn, an act that has never led to a successful prosecution because it's, of course, absurd. It says no private citizen can in any way take actions that affect U.S. foreign policy. What, by writing an op-ed piece? But Biden wanted to take down Mike Flynn because Mike Flynn knew where all the bodies were, who the worst swamp creatures are, And he was taken down. 3 years in purgatory. Has to sell his house to pay for lawyers' fees, have his son threatened by the DOJ. Eventually, he won. I mean, after millions of dollars. But he won and is a free man today. But John Kerry has been betraying America since the Vietnam War. A man who falsely accused his fellow soldiers, his fellow warfighters, of being war criminals, had testified against them wearing combat fatigues on Capitol Hill. A man who is so venal and shameful that in a publicity stunt, he threw medals over the White House fence. Not his medals. He didn't want to throw his medals over the White House fence. He bought replicas. He bought duplicates from a homeless veteran that he could use for that stunt. And today, he should be in prison for betraying our closest ally in the Middle East. And doing so with the greatest sponsor of state terrorism, the evil, evil theocracy that is Iran. These are the people who are in charge right now, and we have to take America back from them. Are you engaged? Are you active? Are you running for political office or just the local school board? Because if you're not, you're just part of the problem. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Let there be no doubt. Big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. So why exactly are we choosing to give these big tech companies all of our personal data? The battle lines have been drawn. Big tech has made it clear which side they're on. Now is the time to take a stance. Protect your personal data from big tech with the VPN I trust for my online protection, ExpressVPN. See, every device, whether you're on the phone, laptop, or on TV, has a unique string of numbers called an IP address. When you search for stuff, watch videos, or even click a link, big tech companies can use that IP address to track all your activity and tie it back to you. When I use ExpressVPN, my connection gets rerouted through their secure encrypted servers, so these companies can't see my IP address at all. My internet activity becomes anonymized, and my network data is encrypted. And the best part is, you don't need to be tech savvy at all to use ExpressVPN. Just download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and you're protected. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies whose aim is to censor you and spy on you. Defend your rights and protect your internet activity with the VPN I use every day. Visit expressvpn.com/GORKA. That's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Go now to expressvpn.com/Gorka and learn more.
After more than 2 decades of waivers, we are no closer to a lasting peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians. It would be folly to assume that repeating the exact same formula would now produce a different or better result. Therefore, I have determined that it is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
One of the proudest moments for all of us who supported President Trump, voted for President Trump, and worked in his administration. After 23 years of broken promises, the recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of the eternal state of Israel and the moving of our embassy. What a day. What emblematic of who Donald Trump is. And we're going to discuss how things have changed so radically in just the last 90 plus days with somebody who was likewise a political appointee, visiting fellow at the Independent Women's Forum, and also deputy, former deputy special envoy to combat anti-Semitism, Eli Kohanim. Welcome to America First.
Sebastian, thank you for having me. It's great to be with you.
All right, so I can't think of a better guest to have on today to deal with the breaking news of John Kerry's alleged assistance to the murderous Iranian regime. Your comments on what we're finding out with regards to the audio from Zarif, the foreign minister of Iran, saying that Kerry supplied him with information of more than 200 Israeli operations against Iranian proxies in Syria.
Sebastian, you know, it's a shocking moment, I think, for us to be in. The notion that a former Secretary of State of the United States may have shared classified information which would put our ally Israel at risk, and that he would share it with the regime that chants death to America and considers America the big Satan, it's kind of astounding. And at the same time, because it's John Kerry, I don't think it's surprising to people, and certainly not to Republicans in Congress who have already asked for an investigation.
If this is proven to be true, if this actually happened, what is the minimum that should happen to John Kerry, who is now a member of the National Security Council of the United States?
Exactly right. So he's a cabinet level position, and he still has access to the highest levels of classified information. And so if this is proven to be true, Sebastian, at minimum, John Kerry should step down. He should just do the honorable thing, admit that he made a mistake and step down from that position. But Sebastian, I want to consider a different possibility, because today John Kerry tweeted a denial that this conversation ever took place. He says it didn't happen while he was Secretary of State or any time after. And so basically he's calling Iran's foreign minister and the Iranian regime liars. And so the question that begs to be answered is if John Kerry, who is the architect of the original Iran deal, the JCPOA, thinks that Javad Zarif is a liar, then how does the Biden administration expect to enter into a nuclear deal with the same group of liars? And even better than that, this nuclear deal allows the Iranian regime to self-verify. So how can they possibly enter a deal with people who they consider themselves to be liars?
Well, that would be a delightful consequence if all of this actually ended up with the Iranian regime saying, you're calling our foreign minister a liar? Well, we're not interested in negotiating with you. However, of course, we know that's not going to happen. Can you discuss from your perch as a former Trump appointee in the Department of State the qualitative change in the last 3 months between what you and your colleagues and President Trump were doing and what we are witnessing right now under the new Biden junta?
Sebastian, the change is horrifying, and I'll tell you why. The Trump administration gave on a silver platter to the Biden administration a new Middle East. And that new Middle East included the signing of the Abraham Accords, like you said earlier, the recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and really showing our allies in the Middle East, whether that's the Israelis or the Saudis, the Emiratis, that the United States will always have their back and be loyal to our allies. And so we have this new Middle East where there's a peace, a warm peace, the first in 26 years, between Israel and her Gulf Sunni Arab neighbors. So that's the Emirates, Bahrain, soon followed after by Sudan and Morocco. And at the same time, the Trump administration waged this successful maximum pressure campaign on Iran, which completely curtailed Iran, such that last week we got a report from the IMF saying Iran only has $4 billion left in foreign currency reserves. Imagine, $4 billion. That's less than some of the American billionaires that we know. And so that is the Middle East that the Biden administration inherited. All they have to do is continue to promote peace, and they have to confront our enemy, Iran. In fact, what they're doing is exactly the opposite. They are strengthening the Iranian regime while they are distancing from our allies, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and Israel. And I'll tell you, Sebastian, I think it leads to nothing good. This policy of abandoning our allies and supporting our enemies will only end in our own national security being compromised. If the Iranian regime has a nuclear bomb in 9 years from now, which this Iran deal they're pursuing will allow, The United States is going to get pulled right back into the Middle East, and we're going to see a nuclear arms race in that region.
Yep, I think you're absolutely right. Okay, let me ask you this last question that we have time for today. We're talking to Eli Kohanim, former deputy envoy to the State Department for Anti-Semitism. I've said publicly after I left the White House, when I was in the White House on this radio show, that Donald Trump was probably the most philo-Semitic president we've had since the reestablishment of Israel in 1948. Is that an exaggeration, Ellie?
Well, actually, Sebastian, you've stolen those words out of my mouth because I've also said that. I said that Donald Trump's the most philo-Semitic president in the history of the United States. He will go down in history as such. And the reason is because, as you started the segment, he was the first president in the United States who kept his word, and he recognized Jerusalem as the eternal capital of the Jewish state of Israel, and he moved the U.S. embassy there. Again, he was the first president who kept his promise to do so. Everyone else promised to do it. They never did. He also issued the executive order combating anti-Semitism in December 2019, which for the first time in American history gives Jewish Americans Title VI protection under the law, so that our college students who are beleaguered on American college campuses finally have a legal avenue in dealing with anti-Semitism when they're fighting those battles on college campuses. So absolutely, Donald Trump, I am convinced, will go down as the most philo-Semitic president in U.S. history.
And in part, thanks to all the great work you did for him as former U.S. Deputy Special Envoy to Combat Anti-Semitism. She's visiting fellow with the Independent Women's Forum. Follow her right now, Eli Kohanim, C-O-H-A-N-I-M, Eli Kohanim on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting across the nation on hundreds of stations to millions of listeners and live streaming on rumble.com/Seb Gorka. Next, Ian Fleming is spinning in his grave. James Bond, if it were real, would be shocked. Do you know what MI6 is doing today? Stay tuned, and I'll tell you all. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that really works. Don't ask me. Listen to Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain, I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief only to get better and better. I'm a believer, 100%. That should be you. That could be you. Find out today by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95 at relieffactor.com. You can call them on 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. What have you got to lose but the pain? Do it now. ReliefFactor.com. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President. Let that music roar. Sorry, guys, if you're watching us on the live stream, you're not allowed to hear our music. It is, I think, the best James Bond theme. It's an instrumental. I know it's the George Lazenby one. Calm down, calm down. But on Her Majesty's Secret Service, one of the best James Bond movies, I think we have been falling down in our break banter, our witty repartee, because in the breaks, if you're watching us on live stream, you get to hear the back and forth with our team. Guys, are we not failing in our break banter?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so. Whenever there's something that I feel like is worth bringing up,
when we do it, it's great. But are we doing it enough?
Well, maybe just as much as we prep for the show, we should be prepping for the breaks. You know what they say? It's an hour of prep per hour of show. I should prep for every single break.
Jeff, why not? Are you ready to have production prep for the breaks?
No, I agree. I think Shad should do the prep for the breaks.
I second that motion.
You're such hard bottoms. You really are. Let's do a little bit of banter right now. I know Jeff really has a strong opinion on this. The best Bond movie. Let's start with the professor. Shadrach, the best Bond movie.
I love Goldfinger. It's because of the way that I watched it, which was during a snowstorm in the backseat of a car on a laptop, which is not the proper way to watch it, but for some reason it really stuck with me after that.
Were you stuck in the vehicle or was it mobile in the snowstorm?
It was mobile in a snowstorm, and I felt really bad for my parents who were driving through said snowstorm because I was watching a Bond film in the backseat.
Weren't you a little bit squished in the back? I mean, those Aston Martins do not have a lot of room in the back.
That's true. I was actually in the trunk, if we're talking about an Aston Martin.
He was behind the bulletproof panel. Good choice, Goldfinger. Let's go to Eric. Best Bond movie.
You Only Live Twice, if for no other reason than the first on-screen presence of Ernst Stavro Blofeld, played by the late, great Donald Pleasance.
Ah, interesting. It usually appears near the bottom because Sean didn't want to do it. They paid him an astronomical amount of money to come back and play in You Only Live Twice. Oh, no, which you said You Only Live Twice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I was thinking Dimes Are Forever, but I have to give it to you. That Donald Pleasance, sorely missed, a great actor, and of course the massive fan of fictional, especially science fiction aspects of espionage. Jeff, your favorite Bond movie?
Quantum of Solace.
Oh, he had to go modern, didn't he? I'm sure he was feverishly Googling titles of Bond movies.
No,
as
actually,
I was about to...
I did. I just Googled shortest James Bond movie.
You're so cynical. How do I work with these people? I really don't know. Okay, what is all this about? It's not just about our witty repartee in the breaks. This is unbelievable. This is a report from our buddies at Breitbart, based upon a British story. This is Victoria Friedman. The British Foreign Intelligence Service, MI6, will spy on other nations to check whether they are abiding by their climate change pledges. Oh, dear. The head of the Secret Intelligence Service, MI6, Richard Moore, said that the agency's green spying will target large industrial nations, claiming that alleged man-made climate change is, quote, foremost international foreign policy item for this country and for the planet. Yes, that's why we have organizations like MI6. Quote, our job is to shine a light in places where people might not want it shone. And so clearly we are going to support what is the foremost international foreign policy agenda item for this country and the planet, which is the climate emergency. I'm speechless. Okay, Iran is on the threshold of nuclear weapons. Russia is encircling the Ukraine again. China is exercising a military build-up. And climate change. Climate change is the problem. Unbelievable. You know I love MyPillow and how it literally changed my life. It's the pillow that won't go flat. You can wash it and dry it as many times as you want, and it'll keep its shape. And it's made in the USA. Now, for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for just $29.98. That's originally $69.98, $40 of savings. And kings are only $5 more. That's the lowest price ever. Just $29.98 for the standard queen premium. And all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radial listener square and use promo code GORKA. You'll find the most amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code GORKA, MyPillow.com.
You know, it just seems to me that this kind of misinformation, I mean, you know, Tucker Carlson has really become a public health hazard. That airing to millions of people yesterday was so despicable. I mean, asking people to confront other people as to their own personal choice to not only wear a mask, but also to have their children wear a mask.
Sonny Hostin calling Tucker Carlson a public health hazard because he's saying we shouldn't wear masks. I guess today the CDC is a public health hazard because they've said you don't need a mask in public if you've been vaccinated. I haven't had a mask on in public since the get-go because I'm not a snowflake like the people on The View. We're going to talk to somebody who I believe the left thinks is just as much of a public health hazard because she's a truth teller momentarily. But first things first, do you need a break? Do you need something entertaining? Something a little bit to lighten the mood? Then check out MyPillow founder Mike Lindell's new movie. It's called Church People. It's a comedy. It stars Thor Ramsey, Stephen Baldwin. It's about a youth pastor getting embroiled in a crazy scheme because of his church leaders and what he does to push back. You'll be laughing out loud. Stream it today. Have a little break. Go to salemnow.com. Look for Church People and use promo code G-O-R-K-A for even bigger discounts. That's Church People, Mike Lindell's new movie. Movie at salemnow.com, promo code Gorka. Jennifer Horn, are you a public health hazard for the left?
I hope so. I like to go out there and make them cry.
Yes. Okay. We usually talk tomorrow every single week.
Yes.
But I am exploiting our friendship because big news today. I've got to have my California buddy on America First. How much trouble is Gruesome Newsom in?
A lot more today than he was yesterday. And I love it when you put up the Jen signal during the week. That makes me excited.
The Jen signal.
On my show,
What is it? It's a sparkly what? Is it a sparkly pony?
It's
what
a butterfly.
Is it? It's a sparkly butterfly in the sky. We put up the Jen signal. So what happened today?
When I need you on the morning answer, I always put up the Gorka signal. So, you know, it works. It's only fair. So today is a great day for conservatives and for really just people who love freedom in the state of California, because it was announced late yesterday, after some delays by the Secretary of State, mind you, that the Recall Gavin 2020 effort has come to fruition and the verification process is complete. They needed to have just under 1.5 million signatures. They ended up with over 1.6 million verified signatures. Keep in mind, they turned in 2.1 million signatures. So for all those people who were not worried about signature verification when President Trump was on the ballot, they had the magnifying glasses out for this recall effort. They knocked out about 500,000 signatures, but this was still plenty, 100,000 more than was needed. So this is official. The recall is underway. The candidates are lining up. And this is a great message, regardless of whether or not the recall is ultimately successful. And we believe that the election will probably happen most likely November 2nd. And there'll be two questions on the ballot, vote yes or no to recall Newsom. And then there will be a list of candidates for those people who vote yes to recall Newsom. But the message
right,
of
so
hope
you,
for
so the, you can choose the replacement straight away. So the top question,
correct.
Recall, and then the second one is the list. Is it going to be a ream of paper with the names of people who are running?
Unfortunately, I think there are going to be a lot of candidates. I was guessing about 150. My co-host, Don Dix, on the Jen and Don show, he thinks it'll probably be closer to 200 candidates. I mean, already, before this thing was official, you had Doug Ossie, who's a former congressman from the state of California, Kevin Faulkner, former mayor of San Diego, John Cox, who's a businessman who ran against Gavin Newsom in 2018. You've got an adult film star, Mary Carey. You have Angeline, who is this lady who drives around in a pink car in Southern California and makes billboards about herself. Those are kind of the vanity candidates.
That's an interesting job.
Isn't it? I know. You just make a name for
yourself. Where do you apply for that job?
Now you've got Caitlyn Jenner, who's in the race, Rick Grinnell, who's thinking about getting in the race, Antonio Villaraigosa as a Democrat, former mayor of L.A., and I've just seen some scuttlebutt. Two other people may be jumping in. Remember Angela Marsden, who became famous because she took on Gavin Newsom for the restaurant closures? She's
yes.
the person that operates the Pineapple Hill Grill and Saloon. She's thinking about running, along with, and this is wacky, Randy Quaid is also thinking about his...
We
Randy
lost you there
Quaid.
For a second. Randy Crazy Quaid, the actor? Randy!
Crazy Randy. So, you know, I'm hopeful that Rick Grenell gets into this thing, but the ray of hope is this. You're going to hear Gavin Newsom talk about how this is a Republican hit job that is driven by Q and Oath Keepers and Proud Boys and whatever else he wants to call us. But overall, over more than 30% of the signatures on this petition came from Democrats, came from non-Republicans, and those people are not QAnon supporters. They're not Oath Keepers. They're not the white supremacists that Gavin Newsom has talked about. These are people who have been disappointed by the governor, and they want to see him held accountable. And whether or not, Seb, this goes anywhere, the ray of hope is that in L.A. County, Los Angeles, very liberal L.A., brought in the most signatures to this effort. 264,000 signatures came from Los Angeles alone. It's huge.
Now, what I couldn't answer to our guest earlier today, Lord Black, is if he gets recalled, can he run again?
I believe that he can. I have heard from our friend Grant Stinchfield on Newsmax and the person who, Rick Grenell, who's obviously wanting to run potentially, was on Stinchfield on Newsmax this past week. Rick Grenell thinks that if Newsom thinks he's going to get recalled, that he'll resign. And that it's possible that he tries to power out Dianne Feinstein as senator, put himself into that position, and then get out of the way for someone new to come along.
Do you buy that? Do you think the man with that kind of ego and that hair would resign?
Well, I think it's a stretch. I think he thinks he's going to survive the recall because keep in mind, he's on the ballot next year. So it's possible he can survive this. But either way, the message has been sent that even in leftist California, we are fighting back. There is fight left. Too much of this arbitrary shutdown, too much government control. The message should be heard by the Biden administration today.
Wow. Wow. And what do you think? If you had to say right now, is he going to resign and is Rick going to be the next governor?
I would like to see Rick Grenell be the next governor. I think it's a toss-up. I think right now, 60-40, Newsom might be able to survive this. People have a short memory, but I hope not. The fight is on, and we'll do what we can to make sure that doesn't happen.
Thank you for our California update. Follow her right now, Jennifer Horn, on Twitter, and we will uncover even more tomorrow. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the 860 AM The Answer studios here in Fremont. But wherever we are, it's a relieffactor.com studio.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Salem Now and Church People.
Not even Tony Fauci still pretends that masks are medically necessary. Instead, masks are purely a sign of political obedience, like Kim Il-sung pins in Pyongyang. We wear them because we have to. The only people who wear masks voluntarily outside are zealots and neurotics. How neurotic are they? Well, we know. A Pew survey from last March found that 64% of white Americans who classify themselves as liberal or very liberal have been diagnosed with an actual mental health condition. And you see them everywhere when you walk down the street in any major city. If you dare to go on foot from Union Station to the Capitol, for example, in Washington without wearing a mask, angry Biden voters will snort at you in judgment. How could you? They're saying from behind the gauze. How could you? That's the question we should be asking of them in return. The rest of us should be snorting at them first. They're the aggressors. It's our job to brush them back and restore the society we were born in. So the next time you see someone in a mask on the sidewalk or on the bike path, do not hesitate. Ask politely but firmly, would you please take off your mask? Science shows there is no reason for you to be wearing it. Your mask is making me uncomfortable. We should do that, and we should keep doing it until wearing a mask outside is roughly as socially accepted as lighting a Marlboro in an elevator. It's repulsive. Don't do it around other people. That's the message we should send because it's true. As for forcing children to wear masks outside, that should be illegal. Your response when you see children wearing masks as they play should be no different from your response to seeing someone beat a kid in Walmart.
I love it. Great logic from Tucker Carlson. Make it a stigma. Not just children, not just the abuse when individuals put masks on their little children in public, but for wearing masks in their entirety. It should be as stigmatized as somebody lighting up a cigarette today. Don't get me wrong. If you want to smoke, you can smoke. But we should play them at their game. It is that simple. There's only two categories, like he said, who wear masks outside. It is science denial. You are a zealot, an indoctrinated zealot, or you're one of the more than 60% of liberals who are neurotic and suffer from some kind of mental issue. We are not going to give in to that. We shouldn't have waited so long for the CDC to finally give us the blessing. It shouldn't be those who are vaccinated. Should be everyone. Enough is enough. It's theater. It's pantomime. It is a badge of compliance with your political overlords. And we're not going to take it anymore. They're wearing a mask around you. Shame them for the science deniers and zealots that they are. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And now more than ever, stay frosty.